Hello, I'm Iona, and this article is about managing central vision loss. Central vision loss involves sudden or gradual sight difficulty in the central field of the eye, or eyes, mainly the loss of visual details of what is seen. Instead, you may see one or more dark or blurry spots in your field of vision. This may be associated with macular degeneration or some other more rare condition. Macular degeneration affects a small part of the retina at the back of your eye, called the macula. The condition is not painful and does not result in total loss of sight. However, it does affect the vision you use when you are looking at something directly. For example, when reading, speaking with someone face to face, or watching TV. The condition may make your central vision look distorted or blurry, and may even create a blank or dark patch in or near the centre of your vision. If it isn't possible to reverse the central vision loss or slow down its pace by medical treatment, other treatment plans, including developing coping strategies and making lifestyle adaptations, can be helpful to manage the condition. This article highlights some strategies for help and signposts you to organisations that can offer you support, information and personalised advice, free of charge. Contact details will be given at the end. First, there are some general strategies that can help all people with sight loss, such as improved lighting in the home. We all get used to how our homes are lit and decorated, and with some minor adjustments, most people find that special lighting can improve their functional sight significantly. This is not just a case of buying an extra lamp. Instead, it's recommended that you access specialised advice from sight loss organisations, again highlighted at the end of this article. There is a huge difference in what a specialised light source can bring than just an additional light source in a room. Too much and inappropriate light may actually produce glare and compromise vision further, so expert advice can be very useful. Magnification can also help a lot. Again, the Sherlock Holmes type over-the-counter magnifying glasses and those plastic sheets that spread across a page of a book may seem to provide an answer, according to the advertisements, but again, these can produce more frustration than help. There are many ranges of specialised magnifiers, and some with lights, that are much more effective, and you may be eligible for a free magnifier that is suited to your own needs from your local low vision centre. You will notice that as a general rule, the smaller the magnifier, the greater the magnification. Many people can learn how to use the undamaged parts of their vision more effectively, supporting their overall vision. This technique involves identifying and using the healthiest parts of your macula, thus using your residual vision more effectively. This results in more confidence and having greater control over everyday activities. This is done by learning a simple technique known as eccentric viewing. This is a method by which a person looks slightly away from the subject of interest, using an area of peripheral vision in order to focus more clearly. Some people discover eccentric viewing instinctively. By scanning what they want to see, they find an area of their vision that gives them a clear image. This could mean looking slightly below, above, or to the left or right of an object in order to see it more clearly. In functional terms, this could mean that you look slightly above a person's head in order to see their face in sharper focus. Rather than this being a hit-or-miss activity, the Macular Society provides clear, personalised instruction on learning this technique, with the emphasis being on finding your unique strategy for seeing as clearly as possible. A simple test will show where the clearest area of vision exists for you, and how you can use this for best results. This technique can be taken further with an additional technique called steady eye strategy that helps people to read. While reading, we are used to holding a page still and moving our eyes from left to right across the text, in our culture at least. This is an action that we are rarely conscious of. With steady eye strategy, you will keep your eyes still and move the page instead, passing it through the best part of your residual vision. This does need patience and determination, as it involves overcoming the scanning reflex that we have used since we originally learned how to read. The good news also is that recently there have been huge advances in technology that have produced apps and programs that help with this process. It is worth remembering that the word eccentric, as applied to eccentric viewing, refers to the word meaning of locating elsewhere rather than the centre, and not eccentric in its more common meaning of slightly strange, unconventional, or bizarre. If you are interested in learning more about eccentric viewing, do contact the Macular Society. They train and support a large team of friendly volunteers who will visit people in their homes, or work over the telephone, to help them learn this technique and relevant skills. The organisation can also advise on other aspects of sight loss, including help with lighting and magnification, and they also offer buddying, gadget guides, support groups and counselling. Staff at your nearest low vision centre will be able to discuss your magnification needs and also explore specialised lighting for your needs. And remember that if you have an eye care liaison officer, that's often called an ECLO, associated with your eye specialist, he or she can provide valuable help and support alongside specific treatment. Now for some information about the organisations that can provide you with help. Firstly, the Macular Society. This organisation provides free information and support for everyone experiencing central vision loss. This includes information about the condition, buddying, emotional support and counselling, gadget guides, groups and skills for seeing training. You will be sure of a warm response if you call them on 0300 3030 111. That's 0300 3030 111 during working hours. Secondly, the Royal National Institute of Blind People, that's the RNIB. This is the UK's largest charity associated with sight conditions in the UK and provides wide-ranging information, support, groups and services available for people with sight difficulties. They also sell approved magnification and lighting products. You can call them again during working hours for specialised and friendly help on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Whatever your difficulty, reaching out for confidential and personalised help from people who are trained to understand your situation can make a huge and positive difference to your life.